We are good to go. This is Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Jeffrey Davis. Welcome back to the show. I want to thank our friends over at MTP Software, the leader in CRM solutions for the sports and entertainment industry, who provided us with this lovely studio. You know, we got this studio today packed with everybody, but in particular, my co-host is the indomitable John Dustin from JED Insurance. Hi, John.
Jeff, happy to be back.
Thanks, John. Busy summer in the property and casualty world?
Jeff, always busy trying to get some new customers, trying to keep claims moving. It's always new and exciting.
I actually know you were very helpful to my wife, my partner a few weeks back. We were looking at something, and you were quite helpful.
So great.
Thank you very much. Our next guest, again, someone not unfamiliar to our listeners, the one and only Gary Goldman, our sweets reporter from Truly Yogurt. And today you brought us in for breakfast some ice creams, right?
Absolutely. Jeffrey, John, so great to be here. And we're zooming along at Truly Yogurt. Like I mentioned before, this is 25 years that we've been in business in Wellesley. And
you don't look like a day over 90.
Must be all that ice cream and the yogurt I've been eating over the years. Anyways, it's been a really, really good year. You know, the awards and everything keep piling up, and we're, you know, sustaining our business and trying to build our business. So I did bring in some samples today, which you guys tried out.
Which they devoured.
Well, I think two of us devoured them. It was a fight between Chris and I.
Yeah, I would have to concede to Jeff there on that.
Didn't you see me wrestling it away from Chris? So you want to go through for our listeners what you brought in and what, you know, because they were all very special. I did have my favorites.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Well, we brought in five things today. It was basically an assortment so we could kind of get a sampling. And it was a sampling of what goes on in the store. We have a lot of ice cream, we have a lot of frozen yogurt, and we have soft serve. Those are our three main components. We also have no sugar added product as well as a sorbet product. So today I brought in, and on the ice cream side, Green Monster, which is mint, Oreo, and fudge, which...
Lovely.
Okay, coffee Oreo, which is coffee.
Very good. Chris didn't like it. He doesn't eat coffee.
Right, exactly. And then on the yogurt side, a big hit, Jeffrey and John, was a black raspberry chip, frozen yogurt.
Number one scored for the morning.
Yeah.
Chris and I were wrestling over it.
People were oohing and ahhing. It has chocolate chips, white chocolate in it, black raspberry base. Excellent. Another excellent product which we carry is a chocolate base with a streak of peanut butter on it for you chocolate and peanut butter fans. And people like love that. As a matter of fact, I'm continually trying to keep up as far as serving it because we're always like running out of that one. That's a really big favorite. It has a following. Also, I brought in some of my soft serve today, which I just brought in the vanilla and chocolate, which is like standard protocol,
I wrestled out of Chris's hand so we could do the radio show.
Anyways, as far as the soft serve is concerned, you know, I have like 50 different soft serves that I've invented over the years that I've created. And that's one of the niches in addition to the frozen yogurts and the ice creams. And that keeps people interested and intrigued. Like, for example, last year, you know, it was toward the end of the summer. Somebody, they asked me to design a new flavor for them, a peanut butter flavor in the soft serve. And it was for like a competition. So what they did is they bid. And the winning bidder, it was an outrageously large amount of money for a charity. I worked in conjunction with a charity. It was a big kid, big sister group. And the winning bid worked with me to create this new flavor. Then we premiered it in the store. So that was all part of the philosophy of Truly Yogurt, which is giving back to the community as well as serving a great product.
Gary, you've had a great run. 25 years is pretty impressive to stay solvent in the food industry. But how do you do the analytics of the products that are moving, not moving? I mean, do you have a good system? Do you just watch what's going?
Yeah, I'm there every day. I don't have a sophisticated system as far as that. But since I'm ordering all the time, taking a perpetual inventory, and based on the perpetual inventory, I know what's moving and what's not moving. And what I do to keep the interest and the intrigue going is I'll try to add a flavor or two like every month of something that I find, something that might be great. Like, for example, the Dairy Association this year had three new flavors, which were winners, that they just announced, and some brand new stuff, like a roasted peanut one, ice cream was a winner, a mint chocolate chip sandwich was a winner as far as they're concerned, and like a strawberry rhubarb. Those were like the three new flavors.
You didn't bring them in for us to try.
Well, I haven't invented them yet.
Oh.
But they'll be down
Chris
the road.
Chris and I are ready for the strawberry rhubarb.
You like
test.
That? Yeah, I bet
that
would be good.
Very good.
Yeah.
Right.
Lunch is at 12, Gary.
That sounds good. But speaking to your point.
I don't even know what you're talking to, John. He wouldn't even taste your ice cream.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean,
true.
That's the kind of guy who puts you out of business, right?
Oh, I eat ice cream all the time.
Well, Jeffrey and John, let me tell you, eventually we'll wear you down because we even have the dogs from the neighborhood are coming by. That's how popular we are. They sit outside and they eat the product as far as that. So, and it's been a great run.
My dog likes soft serve.
Does it?
Yeah.
I can understand that.
Yeah.
So one of the highlights was, you know, it's nice to be given accolades and talk about your product and everything else. But this year, really, really special, 25 years. Town of Wellesley honored me in a parade along with a number of other people, and it was like the coolest feeling. I'm in a turquoise Oldsmobile convertible with my family, riding down the streets of Wellesley, waving to the crowd.
Is there one of those giant balloons of you over the car, like at Macy's Day Parade?
No, oh, but that's what they'll have to do for the 50th when I'm still there, Jeffrey.
The image was already horrifying me.
But anyways, it was really nice.
What is more, I'm just curious with all the health and, you know, lifestyle stuff, is the yogurt dominant over ice cream now? Is it a mix? I mean,
it's a mix. And to be honest, some people are very, very strict as far as keeping their diets and what they do. And they'll eat either the soft serve or the frozen yogurt. But there's a very strong following as far as the ice cream is concerned. And particular flavors I just can't keep in the store. They're huge winners, chocolate-based products. The last time I was in, I brought in a product called Death by Chocolate. It's chocolate fudge with brownies, and that does phenomenally well. A lot of the coffee flavors, the one I brought in today, Coffee Oreo, very strong seller, mocha chip, very strong seller. Hmm. People don't care as far as the calories. You just want a really good product, and they're willing to pay for it.
In moderation, it's okay.
Right. Because life is basically a balance.
But what's the news on where we're going with ice cream with things like sucralose or, you know, stevia? Is there an indication one way or another?
I think it's a growing market. I think that there's going to be more and more opportunities for that. Last night, your producer, Alex Cooper, and I had the opportunity to go to Commonwealth Kitchen, which is kind of an incubator area for businesses in the Boston area, and we saw three different startups who were coming up with like alternative products to introduce to ice cream. Certainly stevia and artificial flavors, that's definitely going to be one of them. Another big component of the ice cream industry going forward is going to be no gluten. That's a tremendous issue with a lot of the people that come into the store. They have gluten allergy problems and they want a product without gluten in it. And the third thing is people have dairy problems, too, and they don't want to just like be strictly eating like sorbets. So there's a new company out there. If I wanted to give them a plug, I might as well. At this point, it's called Minus the Moo, and it doesn't have the dairy in it, and it's a pretty good product, and they're looking to gain more and more market share. So there's going to be options for people. It's not going to be like strictly chocolate and vanilla, or it's not going to be strictly.
And then you still have the superstar big players who are still in the market.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, the Nestle's and the Unilever's who are always trying to make sure that they control everything right. But the independent ice cream shop.
Right. But I think there's something to be said for the independent shop and the service that they provide, their attachment to the community, et cetera, et cetera. Now, I had a major chain right around the corner from me. They spent over $600,000 on their build-out. They had a fancy schmancy furniture and everything else, but they were lacking one thing. And we talked
Gary Goldman.
Exactly.
I had to wait for that timing.
The timing's all what it's all about, Jeffrey. No, they had a mediocre product.
And no Gary Goldman.
Well, there's only one of those, Jeffrey.
I know. Your wife writes letters about them to letters to the editor about it all the time.
I don't want to hear what your wife has to say about you. Oh my God. Anyways, all that joking aside. You're constantly fighting against the big chains as an independent, and once again in the award category, not to blow my own horn, but I guess I will at this point since nobody else is blowing my horn. We were awarded the number one frozen yogurt store in Massachusetts by Boston Parents Paper. We beat out all the big chains, and we were also in the top 10 Boston Parents Paper for top ice cream stores. Wow. So it shows that an independent store can exist, can be successful, and it's not only Gary Goldman, it's because of the product that we carry and the attachment to the community.
Gary, tell us how everybody can find that store, because we have the August special coming on, right? Come into the store, mention Gary Goldman, smile.
And he'll say hi to you.
How do we find this store?
It's at 35 Grove Street, Wellesley, Massachusetts. And hopefully you and John and Chris and Alex and everybody else will come down and visit us. We're open daily. Right now, we're open from noon to 10 every single day. That's Monday through Sunday.
Alex will be there this weekend.
Okay,
fantastic. John will bring his dog in.
Okay. If you want to call us, 781-239-1356. Love to hear you. The website, www.trulyyogurt.com. It's been wonderful being here talking about Truly Yogurt. Thank you so much.
Great. And remind everybody, that is Truly Yogurt, Gary Goldman with John Dustin to my right. My name is Jeffrey Davis. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages.